It's been nearly 8 years since the Supreme Court struck down parts of the landmark Voting Rights Act. Now, Democrats in Virginia have passed state-level legislation they say will help replace it. Ben Pavier from member station VPM has more from Richmond.
Charles White Sr. has been mobilizing black voters in Virginia for most of his life. In 1944, when he was 14, he helped neighbors register to vote for President Franklin Roosevelt, who won a fourth term.
And I said, wow, I was responsible for two of those votes.
White says black voters in that era felt a subtle pressure to stay home, that voting might make their lives more difficult.
They felt that white folks did not want you voting.
But black voters also faced explicit barriers, like a poll tax and a literacy test.
And of course, all that changed in the 60s.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 eliminated the Jim Crow obstacles. The Supreme Court struck down part of that act in 2013. Democrats are now in power in Virginia. They're trying to fill that void and improve on the original law. Democrat Sia Price is the House sponsor of the Virginia Voting Rights Act.
As we've seen on other issues, we can't rely on the Supreme Court or the federal level always, and so states have to protect themselves.
The federal government used to scrutinize proposed changes to voting across much of the South, including Virginia. But that process ended with the 2013 court decision. Price's bill builds on the old process. It would require local election officials to get public feedback or permission from the Virginia Attorney General before they change voting rules.
It's the systemic things that happen when you move polling places without input from impacted communities, when you change hours or access.
The bill would open up the possibility of new lawsuits from voters who allege discrimination. Localities could face court fines, with proceeds going toward voter education. Groups representing local governments say the cost could add up. Republican State Senator Jill Vogel echoed those concerns.
If every locality, for every decision they made, was subject to some kind of litigation and somebody trying to impugn the integrity of their decision-making, it is a full employment act for lawyers.
Some states have passed narrower voting rights acts, but Virginia would be the first in the South. National voting rights advocates want to see Congress step in. But Virginia's law could be a state-level template in the absence of action on Capitol Hill. Judith Brown Dianis heads the Advancement Project, a national civil rights group.
The states get to decide how we vote, when we vote, and the ways in which elections are administered.
In recent years, many states moved to pass new voting restrictions. Some want to double down after last November's elections. Here's Dianis.
Because they don't like the outcome, they are ready to engage in voter suppression tactics so that they can get the results that they want.
Republicans argue they're simply fighting to restore public trust in elections. Todd Gilbert is the minority leader in Virginia's House.
To what lengths are our colleagues on the other side willing to go to ensure that the rules of the game are as loose as possible?
Sia Price says if Republicans really wanted more confidence in elections, they would fight for stronger rights for voters who faced obstacles at the polls.
What this is a political ploy to continue to fan the flames of doubt, which they planted in their base.
The Virginia Voting Rights Act passed without any Republican support. Virginia's Democratic governor, Ralph Northam, will take up the bill in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Ben Pavier in Richmond.